afternoon. So I'm really happy to be presenting on day two of APHA as opposed to the last day of APHA, which I've done the last 3 years. So there's a very different energy level, which I'm liking. So as David said, I am from the University of Michigan School of Public Health, and I am one of a team of several evaluators that have been working for a while now on evaluating kind of community level policy change interventions. And so today I'm going to talk about some of the strategies that we have found pretty useful. The other team members aren't able to be here today, but they're on my slides. So just to kind of give you an idea of where I'm going to go in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to start by talking a little bit about policy as a public health strategy in the general sense and how that's grown. And then I'm going to focus some time talking about an initiative that we have been evaluating now for several years called the Food and Fitness Initiative, where there are food and fitness community partnerships doing the work around the country. And we're going to take a little bit of a look at their interventions. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the unique challenges we have found with that project and some of the overall kind of considerations and learnings we've been able to come up with based on this years of work. So policy change is a public health strategy. There are several reasons for this. It's not new and it's not going to go away. Policy is really just a population-based approach with larger reach, potential impact that people are realizing all the time. It really kind of a place-based intervention. We're trying to change the environment to make healthier environments where people live. Policy is very sustainable, especially compared to kind of program work, which we're all used to in public health. And in many cases, it is less resource intensive. So just to give you some examples really quickly of some of how policy change has really been a part of many of the public health achievements for several years now. In these examples, I probably don't even need to go into with all of you, but certainly decreases in vaccine preventable diseases, policies such as school exclusion policies and daycare exclusion policies will play huge roles in increasing immunization rates. The improvements in motor vehicle safety, you can look at seatbelt laws, you know, all this stuff that we're so familiar with in public health, helmet use, child restraint, safety devices. We aren't even going to talk about this. Huge policy implications of tobacco control and lead-based childhood prevention, banning of lead-based paint, taking lead out of the gasoline, just to name a few, right? But now I want to kind of bring it back down to more of a local level, which is where we've been working, and talk about an initiative. It's called Food and Community. It's funded by the Kellogg Foundation in Battle Creek, Michigan. The mission of this initiative and of the community partnerships working in this initiative is to really increase equitable access to healthy local food and opportunities for physical activity in their communities. And these are communities that are largely underserved, kind of resource-strapped communities. And the way by which they are doing this is changing the policies and systems in their communities. Where are these located? All over the United States, all the way from Oakland, California to Boston and Holyoke, Massachusetts. Pretty different communities, you know, New York City compared to rural Northeast Iowa. So the strategies are different, and of course that has a little complications for the evaluation. But yeah, very diverse communities. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the evaluation methods we've used for this project. But first I want to just stress how important it was for us. We received a planning grant at the beginning of this initiative. This is a long initiative. The Kellogg Foundation funded this project for 10 years, which is like basically unheard of in the foundation world, right? And we've been very happy about that. We're in year 9 of this initiative. But those first 2 years of planning were so important because it allowed us to work with the community partnerships to really co-design the evaluation and to get buy-in from at the community level exactly what would be evaluated and how it would be evaluated. So I can't stress that enough, that that's been really important in this initiative. So some of the methods that we've used, I have to say that this is kind of the centerpiece. The system and policy tracking tool is what we call it. And this is a tool that is designed to track both the process and outcomes of the policy change efforts that these different community partnerships are working on. I'm going to talk mostly about this tool, but first I want to go through a couple other methods that we've used, which I'm not going to talk a lot about because I don't have much time. But we have used stories. Over the years, the sites report 2 stories to us every year, and those are really meant to be a more in-depth look at their policy efforts and give us some really rich qualitative data. We also interview site leaders every other year. Again, I want to stress that it's been really important for our initiatives that we have some component of interviews or focus groups where we're talking to people to really understand the impact and their perceptions of the changes that are going on in their own communities. And we also implemented state-level policy tracking, which I could do a whole session on, and I won't, but basically, doing some online tracking of state-level legislative policies that had been, either introduced or adopted in these 6 states where these partnerships were working, to be able to really kind of tie the linkages of these state-level policies and how they're impacting the local work. So I'm going to go back now to the system and policy tracking tool, which I just mentioned. As I mentioned, this is kind of our centerpiece of our methods for this initiative. This is a tool, and we ask the sites to report this to us annually. However, I have to say that it has really become kind of a real-time data collection tool that the partnerships use, and then it provides them an opportunity to go in as changes are occurring in their community and really be able to keep track of everything that's happening. There's lots of different components to this tool, which I'll go through in a minute briefly. But again, it is used to track only the major policy change efforts that the sites are working on. And so this might be anywhere from 4 to 9 different efforts, depending on which partnership we're talking about. And it's both process and outcomes that we're tracking with this tool. And we ask the sites to make sure that they continue tracking their policy effort all the way through the time that it's completed, so over the years, and there's several years here, until it's either or it's dropped. And in some cases, it is appropriate to drop the policy effort if something has changed in their community. So that's what it kind of looks like. It's a tool that they go in, and it's a Word document. They fill out in their own offices, et cetera. This is really small. I don't expect you to be able to read it, but I just wanted to give you kind of a look at how it looks to the partnerships, and then they go in and add the data under each of these different categories and A, B, C, et cetera. Again, that's just kind of what it looks like. So some of the most critical components of this tool that we have found has been really helpful are as follows. So first and foremost, it seems almost stupid to say, but to be able to really track the title and a unique ID code for each of the efforts. Because this is a multi-year effort, we quickly learned in year 2 that these efforts can change in the description a little bit, and so we weren't quite sure if this was the effort that was reported the year before. And so, again, just making sure that it's the same one by giving it a unique code was really important. Another component of this tool is having the partnerships classify which stage of change these efforts are at. Again, we try to have them just do one form for each of their big efforts. So for example, one effort might be trying to change school procurement policies. That would be on this one form. And then we ask them to identify at what stage this effort is at. And that has provided a really nice way for us to look across the years and see the progression and pick up these intermediate outcomes, which are really important because this is a long process of policy change. We also ask the partnerships to identify their role in these efforts by stating whether they're a leader, a shared leader, or simply a collaborator. And again, there's no right answer to this. In many times, oh, I'm at 5 minutes already. Okay, I'll start picking it up. In many times, this is something that, you know, these lots of efforts are going on in New York and Boston and that sort of thing. So the partnership might be playing a smaller role in a bigger effort, which is absolutely okay with us. We also ask about what strategies and tactics have been most effective for them. We want them to identify the partners that are working on this, the strategic partners, the champions that have been really important. We also want them to report on, for example, external factors. If there was a new school superintendent that was brought in that loves local food, and that's done a lot to change the food kind of look of the different schools. Or maybe more funding, for example, that has spurred lots of changes. So those factors are really important to gather as well. We ask for challenges, how they've overcome them. All this is part of the learning evaluation. And then, of course, we want to know about their outcomes. So outcomes, this is just one look at how they kind of feed the outcomes to us. So we have different categories of outcomes. And hopefully you can kind of see the first column is the policy change outcomes. And we ask for where the policy has been documented. So, and we give really concrete examples, which has been an important thing for the sites. We're also gathering information on the infrastructure changes that they have been able to come about in their communities. Infrastructure changes like changes to improvements in the sidewalks so people can walk in their community, building bike lanes, that sort of thing. And lately, over the last 5 years, we've been trying to drill down more and have the sites report on quantitative outcomes that they're able to be able to realize. For example, the number of children that are walking and biking to school, or the amount of money that a school district is spending just on local produce, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm going to kind of take a look. These are just some of the common policy changes that the sites have been able to attain. School food procurement policies that require certain percentages of sourcing of local food. Complete streets policies is another one that has been very prevalent. School wellness policies, specifically implementing these policies. Zoning regulations to not only encourage gardens but also active living and built environment changes. I'm going to skip over these. These are just some examples, and I'm going to get to my challenges that we have kind of realized. So a few of them. First, it's really important that everybody's on the same page in defining what policy is. Lots of different definitions, big P, little P, infrastructure changes, is that included? Just so everybody is on the same page as to what it is and what we're measuring has been really important, and it was a challenge. Moving from programs to policies, it was most of these partnerships were based in community-based organizations or in public health departments, and there was a real big program kind of mentality. So moving from that was a little bit of a challenge. These interventions are, you need a long time period to be able to change policies, as we know, and this is a situation where we were happy that we had 10 years of funding, but most of the time you don't. So that's a challenge in this evaluation. Contribution and attribution I already talked about with the leadership role, and again, there's no right answer to this, but just making sure that we understand what the role of the partnership has been in these policy changes. Lastly, a couple things to consider. Agreeing on the policy purposes or the evaluation purposes at the outset, being able to understand if what we're counting is policies that have been adopted, implementation, or the big look at what is the impact of a policy change. Again, there's lots of different ways to do it, but making sure everybody is on the same page at the beginning. Using a mixed methods approach, you can't just use quantitative methods for this. It's so different. It's not a numbers game. One policy, if the reach is immense, can equal 100 other policies. So just make sure you're talking with people. It's really important. Interim outcomes, I already talked about that. It's a long process. Being able to quantify some of the movement towards the policy is really important. Working with sites to verify the data has been important to us, and we build that into our evaluation. After every time that they submit the data, we have to take a good 6 weeks or so just to go through and verify it. We talked about external factors. And then one other thing, I'm out of time. So just the more that we have been able to create kind of the real-time data collection methods and the rapid cycle feedback mechanisms has been really important for informing not only the sites but in the partnerships, but also the funders, so that it can be a learning impact, a learning kind of evaluation. So at that, I think I will leave it. There's a whole other thing about impact of policy and being able to measure health changes and behavior changes, but we aren't going to get into that. But I do think that that is where more information, more research is needed by far, and probably in the future that's where we're going to go more with this. So thank you. Sorry I ran out of time.